There, you guys. Thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited. As always, it is Wednesday. It is the 26th of June, and we're about to have a good time. That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to have some fun. We're going to be encouraged. We're going to get some laughs in. We're going to just have a ball because you know what? Life is too short. Why not? No matter what you're going through, God is in control. I always say that. And I want you to remember that just straight off the top of the show. Know that God is in control. No man can stop what God has planned for you. I've already predestined, already orchestrated. It's already done. So I want you guys to know that and stay hopeful and remain grateful at all times. Okay, so listen, let's go right into the weather. Today is 84 degrees right now in DC, but guess what? It's going to be smoking today. We got 91 degrees is going to be our high at 5 p.m. Oh my God. Yesterday it was so hot in the afternoon. I couldn't understand. It was like it was getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And I was like, what is going on? Does somebody have an oven on? But it's just now I see that in the evenings it's getting hotter. And yeah. And so I had to turn my air down because it was like 80 degrees and I had it on 72. So that's over. I can't keep it on 72. I got to turn it down some so it could just cool off because it was just extremely hot. It's like being outside. Okay, so yes. So yeah, the high is going to be 91. And in Jacksonville, we have 88 degrees right now. 93 degrees is going to be your high, partly sunny. You're 72 right now in London, mostly cloudy. You're going to be waking up to 56 degrees, but you got nothing but sunshine tomorrow. 74 degrees is going to be your high tomorrow. Augusta, Georgia, 86 degrees and sunny. You're going to be 92 degrees today. You got some clouds coming. Fayetteville, North Carolina, 87 degrees, 92, and you're sunny. All right, let's see. South Australia, 51 degrees, mostly clear. You're going to be waking up to 51 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 72, partly sunny, 92 degrees in Paris. Right now, your high is going to go up to 93 degrees at 7 p.m. See what I'm saying? Tomorrow, you're going to wake up to 65 degrees. In Paris, you got nothing but sunshine all week long. Tomorrow's high is going to be 94 degrees. Australia, you're 49 degrees right now. You're waking up to 47 degrees and nothing but sunshine for you. Tomorrow, high 67. Let's see, Hawaii, you are 54 degrees. Your high is 69 degrees. You have some showers coming all night long through the morning. You're waking up to more showers. 55 degrees is going to be what you're waking up to. 69 degrees, your high. Showers. Let's see. Puerto Rico. Hey, Puerto Rico. Hey, you are 79 degrees right now. Mostly cloudy. Your high is going to be 80. You got 30% chance of showers. It looks like it's like an isolated thunderstorm. You're going to wake up tomorrow to 67 degrees, but you got partly cloudy tomorrow. Partly sunny, rather. 80 degrees is going to be your high. All right. If I didn't say your nation, city, state, wherever you are, remember, like I said earlier, God is in control and he has the final say. Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Let's go on the ministerial moment right now. Listen, I want to talk about just some life things like assumption and just where we are in, as individuals. I want to encourage somebody today about that.
You know, a lot of times we don't want to deal with certain things. We don't want to talk about certain topics that we need to talk about. We think that if we don't talk about them, then it'll just go away or it'll work itself out and we'll just live in this la-la space and not really have any assurance or confidence in that space because we haven't actually had a conversation. Conversations are very important. Confrontation is very important. Assumption is a kryptonite. It's so easy just to ask, have a sit down with someone and just ask the questions that you want to know. Just ask the questions and if they don't answer the questions, try to find ways that you guys can get some clarity on whether it's a business relationship, a co-worker's relationship, a dating relationship, a family relationship, a ministerial relationship, whatever it's got to be. If there's something like an elephant in a room or if it's something that hasn't been discussed but it's something that you want and you think that they should know because you know and you want it, everybody is different. Nobody thinks the same. So we can agree, but nobody thinks the same. And everybody is not going to always see the journey the same way, even though we may all be going to the same place, destination. So I want to encourage you to not assume anything, but just to have a conversation. Having a conversation, yes, it may hurt. It may be disappointing. You might find some things out that you didn't want to know. You might hear about some things that you didn't want to hear about. You might see some things you didn't want to see, but guess what? It's so important. It is so important and very valuable to your journey that you have conversations and not assume anything because the truth will set you free. I would want to know the truth about anything and everything more than anything, no matter if I cried for a week or if I rejoiced for the rest of my life on it, I would still want to know the truth. I just need to. And I think we all do. And I think that's why the Bible is so prevalent in our lives and how God's word is so meaningful and so powerful to us because it is truth. It is truth. Last night, I couldn't sleep last night. And I really, kept my mind kept going and thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking. And I was just getting weary and thinking. And so I just picked up the Bible. I started praying. I listened to some Dietrich Haddon, Pastor Dietrich Haddon, his worship. I just started just worshiping God. I started just really reading the word. I had a devotional that my aunt had just gave me. Even though I have plenty of material, I just always think that, you know what, when somebody hands you something that is truth, it must be something meant for you to read in that day. So I knew that I was struggling last night, and so it was right on time for me, needless to say. And so I went on and I read the devotional and it met me right where I was at. And, sometimes we can get in our own heads and we set up platforms for the adversary to wreak havoc in our lives. We set up and open doors for him to come and take legal right in our hearts and our emotions and our souls. And what I want to encourage people and what I feel like God wants me to release right now, even not only to myself, but also to the nations, is that, we don't have to assume anything. We have a Father that has everything for us. Everything we need, anything that we need to know, he will reveal it to us. He will strengthen us to get through it. He will strengthen us for the next opportunity. He will prepare. He's already prepared the way. So I want you to be encouraged about that. Don't sit there in a stoop of assumption. Set your goals on the truth. Want to know the truth. Ask the important questions. Make the right moves. Confront the situation. Face the situation. I found that along with assumption, it's also connected to procrastination because as long as we just keep on, procrastinating, we don't want to deal with it. We don't want to see it. We don't want to hear about it. We don't want to talk about it. It just sets up for more disaster. So more time is wasted, money is wasted that you didn't want to do. And so you just need to just know that God has got something really, really fantastic for you and that he's going to do everything, even in your relationships, your business endeavors, whatever it is. Don't even assume on God. Know. But assumption, no. But know that God is who he says he is and that he's always faithful. Know that he's your shield and your buckler and your strong tower. Know that he is faithful to you, that his love for you is unconditional. Know that he will make a way out of no way, that he will make every crooked way straight. Know that he is faithful. Know that he has angels encamped around you. Know that he loves you so much that he gave up his only begotten son for you to live, that you may have life and life abundantly. Know that he will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. Know that he has blessings coming in and going out, that he's got you covered, that you are covered going in and going out, that your cup is running over. You need to know this, because when you just assume it and then the enemy is in there to play with you, then you'll start doubting the Father. The same way with everybody else. You don't have to assume anything. Okay, all you have to do is ask. You ask the Father, you ask your friend, you ask your coworker, you ask your boss, you ask your spouse, you ask your children, you ask. Communication is very key, and assumption is not a part of that. All right? Well, I just wanted you to be encouraged today. Know that you don't have to assume anything in ministerial moment. All right, we got Gina G joining us. We're going to take one commercial break, and then we'll be right back with Gina G with the Trinity. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we can do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
All right, Gina G with the Trinity, Gina G with the Trinity, Gina G, she got the Trinity. What's she say? She got the Trinity. Hey, 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 Trinity with Gina G. Hey, Gina G.
I love my song. Oh, hello, 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 beautiful people. There's a lot of tea going on, Dr. Gina. There's a lot of tea
We got time. Tell us about it.
Okay, well, first I want to let you know that yesterday marked the 10-year anniversary of Michael Jackson's death. And, you know, it was kind of strange to me yesterday. I didn't see a lot of, a lot of posts about him like I did, you know, a couple years prior. I didn't see a lot of, you know, people just loving up on Michael Jackson and remembering him yesterday. So I don't know if that has a lot to do with, of course, you know, the documentary and that came out on HBO that got canceled. I'm not sure if that's, you know, what really stopped people from promoting and, you know, showing their love for him yesterday. But I will always and forever love him. So I just want to just send a huge love and man in the mirror to Michael Jackson. Rest in peace. It's been 10 years. Now, we also have had the BET Awards. Now, I don't know if you saw that, Dr. Gina. Did you see it?
I saw some of it.
Okay. Well, I must say that the BET Awards 2019 has been some of the best. It was the best show that I have seen in a long time. I actually knew who some of the people were that were performing. I was like, hey, I know them. I know that song. But that felt good for all the old heads that are used to the good 90s and early 2000 music. And they gave Mary J. Blige the Icon Award, which is well-deserved. Because, I mean, if Mary J. Blige hasn't gotten you through any point of your life, then you must have a good life. Because I can name a whole bunch of points in my life where Mary's music has gotten me through it. I don't know if you can contest, but I'm telling you, the award was well-deserved. Well-deserved to Mary J. Blige. All right, now we're going to get into the juice now. I don't know if you guys know about the show The Office on Netflix, but if you do know about the show, I'm sorry to tell you, but it's over. There's no more Office that's going to be on Netflix. I apologize if that's your show. You better get it all in and binge watch now, because it's going to be over by next month. That's the show, The Office. San Francisco, Gina, is going to be the first U.S. to ban the e-cigarette sales. So you can't even have e-cigarettes at all in San Francisco. They are banning them. That is it. So for those that are doing the electronic cigarette thing, I'm sorry for you. But if you in San Francisco, you can't do it.
I just hate to
break it down. Everybody is going through this heat wave right now, even Europe. Europe is preparing for a massive heat wave that's going to sweep the whole continent. So everybody, I just want you guys to just stay hydrated. Make sure you got your water. Make sure you got everything you need because it's getting hot. This is going to be a hot summer. Because, you know, the winter was so cold. And I don't know if you know, but in Colorado, they had a snowstorm the first day of summer. So, honey, let me tell you something. This climate, y'all better get it together. I don't know if you got to wear a jacket or flip-flops. Just take them both with you because I don't know. I can't tell you what the weather going to be like because yeah. We just tore this world up, and now everything is all over the place. And last but not least, we have a black transgender disabled model that lands its first major magazine cover. So that just goes to show that it doesn't matter your race, creed, or color, doesn't matter disability or not, you can still follow your dreams and be who you want to be in this world. Especially in 2019, everybody is so accepting of everything. So I just want to let the people know, just stay true to yourself. Stay on course, stay focused, stay prayed up, and, you know, God is going to make a way. But this is amazing. You should see the photo shoot that this young man has done. It is just amazing with Paper Magazine. So go out right now in honor of this young black gentleman, of Paper Magazine. So that's the tea I got for you today, Dr. Gina. It's some tea. It's other tea, but it ain't worth it. I'm telling you right now. We don't gossip here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We give you the facts. We encourage. We motivate. So I'm telling you right now, drink your water. Drink your water.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, that's so true. Well,
Thank you. I love the tea,
but I did watch the awards, and I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was really good.
It was really good. The Nipsey Hussle tribute was wonderful. I loved how his mother came out and spoke, and you know, his sister and his wife, and you know, everybody has something to say about his mother because she's very spiritual. I don't know if you were able to listen to her speech, but she's just a very spiritual being, and she was just stating how she didn't really feel any pain initially when she found out that he had been killed, because she had already been feeling these things in her spirit and with her mother, and you know, so it was a nice speech. I don't know if anyone got to hear it or see it.
Well, his mother's speech, because I heard that they was kind of thrown off by her speech. You thought it was good.
She's really spiritual. She's one of those, you know, one of those earthy people. She's very spiritual. She, you know, believes in, you know, that she got a warning basically before he died. Like, she knew that someone was going to pass. She just didn't know who. So it was a little off for those that maybe didn't understand, because she kind of jumped around a little bit. And it was so cute because his father was trying to speak. And I guess she was trying to let him know, you know, to get closer to the microphone. And she was, you know, and he was like, you just do what you're doing and let me do what I'm doing. And all this, of course, is happening on national TV. So people talk about her, but I think she raised a great son, man, her and her husband and her mother. So maybe a little just a little bit, but,
yeah,
you know.
I don't know.
I know.
So tell us about this weekend, what you had going on in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Fredericksburg. Yes, well, I did a show. Zoom Comedy puts together every 3 months he puts together a comedy show in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And this weekend was just amazing. It's my third time hosting the show. We had Ashley Mayo. We had the headliner was Tony Woods out of D.C. And when I tell you that everyone's face was just hurting, like, you know, I don't know if you've ever been just tired of laughing. We were literally tired of laughing. Like, we couldn't wait for him to finish but keep going because it was so good. But yet, I mean, he made you laugh from beginning to end. So it was a great show. Zoom is the young gentleman that puts it together. His grandmother is in the hospital, so I would like to send prayers and my love to his family. She's battling with cancer, and he was still able to put on this show even though he wanted to cancel it. And I'm sure it was great. I'm sure people got healed from it and they laughed, people that needed it. So even with him going through what he's going through, he still, you know, went on with the show. So it was great. It was a great time.
Oh, wow.
How was the pop-up shop this weekend? The pop-up shop was very successful.
It did well both days. And then it was nice because we went out to the Don't Mute DC thing that they had. They have like a, where they get together on the street and they block the streets off and they have go-go. And it was nice. I mean, I sold a shirt. I sold a couple of things, actually. So, yeah, it was really nice. It was really nice. I'm glad that he was able to, that Rod Stevens, the owner, the CEO of the Performance Endurance Gear, he did really well. He did really well. So it was good, you know. But he's from here. He's from Uptown, D.C., so that's how that goes.
So that was good. So he had a lot of supporters and stuff coming out. So I didn't know he was from D.C., so.
Yeah, he's originally from here. Yeah, he's originally from here. So a lot of people came that he grew up with and, you know, that he's been friends with. And so it was good. Yeah, they came out and supported. Everybody, you know, posted and talked about it on their social media. So it really did work out for him.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. I wish you was there.
I know.
It was long days. It was a lot going on. But, yeah, it was a very successful event. And we had a good time while he was in town from Cali. Because that's where he is right now. And by the way, your segment is actually sponsored by Performance Endurance Gear.
Yes,
and for those of you that don't know, Performance Endurance Gear, outdoor and sporting goods company, it is PEG, stands for Performance Endurance Gear. I can say it over and over again, Performance Endurance Gear. Fitness apparel, cycling apparel, lifestyle apparel, and so much more. If you are a cyclist, if you do yoga, if you do weight training, whatever it is, Zumba, Zumba, tomato, tomato, whatever it is that you're doing, you need to get you some PEG, Performance Endurance Gear, fitness apparel, just for you. Go on www.performanceendurancegear.com and check out and put in an order. Again, www.performanceendurancegear.com. And you can go on Performance Endurance Gear on Instagram, at Performance Endurance Gear. Yeah, so that's your thing. That's the sponsor. But, yeah, a lot of stuff is going on, so we got a lot of good stuff going on. July, I have, I don't know what we're doing for the 4th. What do you got going on for the 4th?
You know what? I was wondering. I had a coworker whose husband wants to basically cook for the community. Mm-hmm. He wants to do, you know, 100 hamburgers, 100 hot dogs, and things like that, and cook for his, you know, like I think they live in like an apartment complex. So he kind of just wanted to cook for the community. So I told her yesterday that, you know, if they needed help, I can come out and help do that 4th of July. But other than that, you know, it gets different the older you get. Or, you know, I don't know what it is. I used to be really excited about the 4th of July and buying a new outfit and, you know, getting fireworks and things like that. But, you know, with all the world being so crazy, I really would just like to relax, pop a couple fireworks, you know, eat some really good food, enjoy some good company. But, you know, I'm not going to deal with the traffic of going to the beach. You know, Virginia Beach, I'm sure they're going to have a fireworks show. I have to actually find out, Gina, if I can even have fireworks. Because I haven't seen a firework cut. You know, normally you'll see around this time a little fireworks station, you know, where you can go and buy your fireworks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They've been doing stuff here.
I'm ducking still to make sure, because gunshots be fired here too, girl. So I don't know.
Right, and I definitely don't want to have to, you know, figure out was that a gunshot or a firework. I definitely don't have time to do that.
Yeah,
so,
what we were talking about, my mom and them want to meet me in Williamsburg so my niece can go to Busch Gardens. So that's what I did over the weekend. Yeah, so we'll probably be there. And they want to do that on the 5th. So I was thinking maybe I might come up there. We'll discuss it more, that I might come up there if y'all, you know, doing something light and fluffy on the 4th, then I can still meet them on the 5th or whatever. But we'll be back up there for a few days. We're going to be up there for a few days anyway. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's
so that's what we got planned.
Yeah,
because no shade to Busch Gardens, but my teenage boys that I had with me, including my son, they ranked it, I don't even know, it wasn't high.
So that was disappointing. No, they didn't have a high ranking at Busch Gardens. They both told, all of them told me they like King's Dominion more, which I found to be a raggedy mess. But I don't know.
Which one, King's Dominion?
Yes.
King's Dominion is old. I'm sure it's raggedy. It is old.
Yes.
Old. They claim to have, I don't know if it's Busch Gardens or King's Dominion that have two new rides coming, but, you know, I haven't been to Busch Gardens in a while. But, you know, I'm from California. I'm used to, you know, like Magic Mountain, Six Flags, Magic Mountain, and they got Soak City and Universal. So it's different to just really kind of have one, you know, one water park. And you're like,
well, I want to make sure, yeah, because you can tell me some places to take Emmanuel when I get to L.A. Yeah, because I want to take him to something. I mean, he's been to, like, Universal Circus. He done been to University Studios. Yeah, he done been there. And, you know, in Florida, like, a few times. So, like, I wanted him to do something different that he hasn't done in Florida. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
if you know a couple of things that we could just put up there, you know, we'll be up there for a few days. And so I want to make sure that he gets some fun in. But, yeah, girl, I love your trending tea and all that stuff. I mean, so tell us what's going on with you. What's going on in the comedy world? What's happening there?
Well, the comedy world, you guys, you know, is very competitive. And I've just really been learning that I need to get out of my comfort zone or without being afraid. See, in comedy, you know, right now in 2019, you guys, the internet sensations are really big. And the internet is where you need to be to kind of put yourself on the map. And I think I'm a mixture of old school and being scared. I'm just going to be honest. This is Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We can just be honest. You know, because I don't know if I'm scared of the success or if I'm scared of it not being successful. I don't know about putting myself out there in certain situations or certain things. So right now I've just been praying that he gives me something that I can do that I don't have to compromise my integrity or things like that. That's going to be successful. So the comedy world is doing, I mean, Tiffany Haddish, oh my God, she is like one of the few one of the few black comedians that have crossed over to mainstream. And of course, mainstream is, you know, a variety of audiences, just not an urban audience. And she's doing so well. I mean, I literally think this lady has 4 movies coming out within the next few months, from Secret Lives of Pets 2 to this movie called The Kitchen to, she's just got a lot going on. So it's very inspiring to see, you know, a woman of color be able to cross these barriers and open doors for women like me to come behind. Because not all black women or black comics are loud. And you know what I mean? So it's good to have some doors open that I'm like, okay, well, I can do mainstream one day. I don't have to necessarily be deaf comedy jam. But the comedy world, Gina, it's been around since the 30s, and it ain't going nowhere. So right now I'm just focused on, you know, my health, getting my family, raising my son. I got 5 more years with him. You know, comedy is going to be there. You know, and I looked at Wildin' Out last night, and I said to myself, oh, my God, this is just so young. They're so young and youthful. And then I Googled Nick Cannon, and Nick Cannon about to be 39. I said, No. I got time, okay? I got time. Because the world will let you, the world will make you feel like, you know, the older you get, you're not going to make it. You know, you got to be young and perky and, you know, all of these things when, child, these folks is old.
When
I saw Nick Cannon was 39, I felt so good about myself, I didn't know what to do. I said, okay, all right, God, I hear you. I hear you, because I have been just been praying, and I'm telling you, it's a marathon, people. It's not a race. And you're only going to be as good as the work that you put in. And if I'm not putting in the work like other comedians, I'm not going to get the outcome as other comedians. And I'm okay with knowing where I am right now and where I'm going. So it's good. You know, you got to take care of life first, Gina. You know what I mean? You know, some people can put their life and their kids on the back burner for their careers. I'm just not that person. So.
Yeah, I'm loving that this conversation is going in this direction, because I think it's going to help a lot of people. But first, before we go on, because I'm gonna comment on what you were saying, and ask you a few more questions about that, and then I'm going to join in and share a little bit too, because I think this is good. I mean, you know, normally we have a guest on, but sometimes we have to just give our listeners some special attention, I think. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think for the the last couple of weeks, I think that this is really good that they can know what we are going through, so they can relate, you know, how we're thinking, the positive energy that we fight to keep, and, you know, the obstacles that we come up against and things like that, no matter if it is things that you want to do, dreams and visions and whatever it is. So, yeah, we're going to pick back up. We got to get our financial tips, though, first from our main man, Jeffrey Hill, personal consultant. Firm owner, CEO. Anyway, he's got a lot of Financial Five information for us, so we got to take a commercial break, and then we'll be right back after the messages with Jeffrey Hill. We'll be right back.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hi, this is Bernadette Stanis. You know me as Thelma from the TV show Good Times. I've just written a book called The Last Night, A Caregiver's Journey Through Transition and Beyond. And right now, you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right, so we are back. Jeffrey, what you got for us today?
What's up, ladies? Good morning. This is Jeffrey Hill with Hill Financial Group Incorporated, a wealth accumulation firm, and this segment is called The Financial Five. As you guys know, all the listeners, I am always reading and learning, and I love to share the ideas and things that I've learned with you guys to help you out with some of those big financial decisions. So your reading guide, if you will, so the next time you hear my voice, is Financial Peace. This book is written by a guy named Dave Ramsey. Now, you guys might, you know Dave Ramsey. He has a show, and he's trying to help people get out of debt. Love what he does with the debt. When he talks about investing and insurance, I would probably tune him out and tune back in to me. But in respect of getting out of debt, there's a lot of different ways that people pay off their debt. Most people, let's say if they have four or five different credit cards, their idea is I need to pay a little more on each card. So let's say the minimum balance is $20 on all five cards. That means you're paying $100 at a minimum, right? Most people are saying, well, okay, I'm going to pay $25 here. I'm going to pay $40 on this one, $75 on this one, and you just make up your numbers. Well, that's a really inefficient way to pay off debt. Now, the reason why people do that is because we've been taught you never pay the minimums on your car. Always pay a little more because you're going to get it paid off faster. True, it will get paid off faster. However, I want to invite you guys to consider a different way to pay off debt, and this is called debt snowballing, okay? And that's typically where we take all those extra payments and attack the smallest debt. Now, some people might say attack the one with the highest interest rate. I personally teach my clients to let's attack the smallest debt, okay? Because here's what happens. Let's say you're paying $300 altogether, but your minimum is only 100. That means we have 200 additional dollars that can go to that $500 credit card bill. Now, if you look at an amortization table, meaning your payment schedule over time, you're going to notice at $20 a month or $25 a month, it might take you 9 years to finally pay that thing off. Well, if you take that extra 200 in 2.5 months, it's done. All of a sudden, now you got 200 plus that original 20, which is the minimum, that you're attacking the next smallest debt. You'll be surprised at not only how much time it takes to pay this stuff off faster, but how much more money you save out in interest, because most people don't really understand how interest is calculated on credit card debt, student loans, things like that. So I want you guys to, you know, work toward financial freedom by saying, all right, at least if I don't do anything right with my finances, let me get out of debt as fast as possible, because what that's going to allow you to do is free up more cash flow that you can use to invest. And maybe you can now catch up on, you know, your retirement planning. Maybe you don't have enough money to set aside an extra $1,000 a month. when you look at how much debt you're paying out, a lot of times the money is there. We're just giving it away to everybody else, making them rich, as opposed to doing stuff for our own financial house. So my advice to you today is to pick up the book Financial Peace by Dave Ramsey and follow the method. Again, when we talk about investing in life insurance, that's when you need to call me. So the best way to reach out to me is call 501-291-0708. If I don't answer, leave me a message, or you can shoot me an email at jeff@thehillfinancialgroup.com. And if you're on social media, follow me on Instagram, HFG Inc., or you can go to Facebook and type in The Hill Financial Group, and you should be able to find me. Ladies, back to you.
All right. Well, I agree with you. If you're not doing nothing else, at least get that in order.
Right.
That's what I was saying. At least we can pay the bills efficiently.
You know, but what about those people that's all they've been doing is paying bills, Jeffrey? Can't they have a little fun? I mean, good Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, in certain areas like D.C., it's so expensive. I talk to so many people. I live in D.C. I live in the Capitol Hill area, which they have expanded. I don't know what it was before, but they have expanded Capitol Hill, and I'm happy about that because the more that they expanded to it's safer and things like that. That's all I'm saying. But let me just say this.
And I agree. D.C. is expensive. You know, I got to hang out with you a couple of months ago when I was in D.C. And I had a blast, but I also spent a lot of money in D.C. So I would say just be more mindful.
You can't even go to happy hour without spending an extraordinary amount of money. I mean, it's very everything is expensive. Yeah. So my point is to someone who is saying, because we talk about it, I talk to all races, I talk to every person, working class people, and they're all saying it's like we working to live. Like, you know, you got to work to live, right? You got to pay your bills.
Right.
But when you're just working to live, that means there is no, you know, no trips,
no extra nothing.
I mean, yeah, what do you say to those people? Get the heck out of D.C. You know,
true. No, but again, sometimes you have to look at the bigger picture, right? And if you're in that position where you're working to live, I'm a huge fan of side hustles. I don't care if it's network marketing, if you're good at you bake the best sweet potato pie in your city, whatever it is, find a way to get extra income. But a lot of times, some of the stuff that we're doing, we're just spending unnecessary money, like cable. When I'm doing somebody's budget, a lot of times it's one of the first bills I will recommend them cutting, because people are paying $150 to $200+ a month on their cable bill. You don't need 1,000 channels. No,
I did that. Let me turn y'all on to what's up, because you know I am an advocate against the monopoly of the cable industry. Let me just go ahead and put this on blast right now. If you want television, you can go through this app. It's called FUBU TV. It's $54 a month. That's it. It's no hidden fees. It's no adjustments. They have demands. You can record. You can do everything like you would with your regular TV. You buy you a Fire Stick, go on Amazon and get it for $20-something. I think they got the best one. The best seller is like $24 or so. I don't even remember. It was so cheap. I think it was $19.99 actually. You buy that, you're done. You don't have to buy nothing, pay for nothing else. If you got a cell phone, I'm about to hook y'all up. If you got a cell phone and you got unlimited data and you're paying an extraordinary amount of money on your cell phone, you utilize all the data that you can get, all of the gigabytes you can get, and you will use that. You can use that on your computer, your hotspot. You can use your hotspot on your computer. You can use your hotspot for your TV. You can use your hotspot for Xbox. My son is using it. And I'm telling you, my bill right now, it was $453. Okay. Ooh. By the end of the day. And I was like, I was already asking God, what in the world can I cut back? And so that was it. And I said, okay, what is the solution? How is other people surviving with television and Wi-Fi and all that stuff? And he just gave me the solution piece by piece, buy a Fire Stick, look on streaming live television, and I saw FUBU had wonderful reviews. I tried the trial for like a week. It was amazing. I got everything that I'm not missing anything. And then I said, my son was saying that his Wi-Fi, I mean, that it was pulling too much, his Xbox. So I was like, okay, mm-hmm. Lord, what can I do? He told me about you using a hotspot, called Verizon. So I called Verizon, $25. So let me just tell you what I'm paying right now. A total of $70. That's right. It a month, compared to $200 and something every month.
Right.
I just want y'all exactly. to know that.
But that's my point though, right? A lot of times people feel like, oh, well, I don't have any option because this is what DirecTV or Comcast or whoever you guys, that's all they have to offer. But they don't think about the stuff like Netflix, for example. Netflix, you know, is what, nine bucks a month. Hulu is like eight or something like that.
No, and it went up to $12.99.
Oh, well, see, but that's better than $129. You can go to YouTube and get their TV service for like $40. So there's a lot of ways that people can go in and save money, because most often you're watching, you know, your regular number of shows anyway, so you don't necessarily need this high-dollar internet package, so I mean, or TV package. But that's just being smarter and being more cognitive. But one of the things you did that I like is you asked the question, what can I do and how can I do this? Most people just assume it is what it is. They won't
ask. Oh,
my
God, I was just talking about that this morning on Ministerial Moment, asking and talking instead of assuming. This is a great example. Go ahead, Jeffrey. Let the Lord use you.
Right. Well, I mean, it's just it. Like, when you ask tough questions, you get tough answers, right? And a lot of times when you start with your finances and ask the question, why am I constantly behind on my bills, or why am I constantly struggling? You have to stop and listen and be real within those moments when it comes to your finances. And stop just accepting, well, I only get paid this, that's all I'm worth. No, you're worth more than that. You get to determine your worth, but when you let somebody else determine how much you're worth, they're going to pay you exactly that. They pay you enough on Friday to get you to come back on Monday. And people settle for that instead of start thinking creatively about, what can I do, what gifts do I have that I can turn into a source of income? Let it be a side hustle for a while to use that money to get out of debt, to free up some of the financial pressures. And then now you're coming from a place of more better clarity with your finances, because you take more control.
You were going to say something, Gene. I didn't want him to go without you. You were going to make a comment or something about the cave, weren't you, or something?
Well, no, I was just saying that Netflix even went up. You know, like, even they went up. So even when you're trying to find a nice little cheap way, here they go. You know, because now it's $14.99. It was $9.99, it was $12.99, now it's $14.99. I mean, because I just canceled, so they won't charge me come, you know, next week. But I'm telling you, it's so expensive, and it's things that you literally don't need. For one, you need to stay in front of the TV anyhow, you know?
Right.
I mean, how many families don't even have family time anymore, or game night, or movie night, you know, because everybody's in their own corners, everybody's on their phone or on their TV. So, I mean, I'm telling you, you'll be surprised how much money you can save with things that you don't even need. You don't even know that you don't need them, but you don't need them. But you spend money on it anyway.
We're creatures of habit, and we've gotten used to living with certain things, and we feel like it's a necessity instead of realizing that it's a luxury sometimes. And think about it like this. If you flat broke, you don't get hungry. You don't get those cravings to go out and eat. But as soon as you got a little money in your pocket, then you want to go spend everything you got. It's a mindset thing. So you have to change those habits of your finances that'll help.
Well, let me ask you, I don't know if you know anything about, really quick, I don't know if you know anything about, I mean, of course you're financial, so you know. But with the credit card, I have a question.
Okay.
Using 30%, is it wise for you to pay the card off, or is it wise just to pay your minimum balance?
So, again, so you said it first, right? It's your utilization. Your utilization, it makes up like 35% of your score, right? How are you using the credit? So, again, think about it like this. Somebody who has an Amex, what are they doing every single month? The idea is to pay that thing off every single month, right? So it really depends on you. A good rule of thumb is to keep your utilization under 30%, right? So if I have a $1,000 card, I don't need my bill consistently being over $300 a month, okay, because that's 30% utilization. Now, you can, but, again, you need to get that thing down a lot faster. So it just really depends on you and how you value your credit score, because, again, at any point in time, your credit score is swinging a couple of points each time it's running, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. But, you know, it's normally going to come back up as long as you don't abuse your credit. And my argument with a lot of people, especially with people who do credit repairs, credit is only good when you need to finance something. People are like, oh, I want this 850 credit score. For what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, honestly, unless you're going to go borrow some money, having an 850 credit score is doing nothing for you, right?
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying you just need to go out there and have bad credit. No, because that shows a lack of financial discipline often. And that's why, you know, people who have higher credit scores get better offers, better rates, better mortgage payments, and all that kind of stuff. Be a good financial steward and learn how that stuff works. But to me, I like to keep my balances low because I just never know when I might want to, you know, do something or whatever, and I need access to the credit because I like to use other people's money for things, especially when I know it's going to make me money.
Right. Okay. All right. This is good stuff. Well, listen, you
Thank
got so
you.
Much. Please call and tell somebody where they can find you, bro.
All right. Let's go back to Instagram, HFG Inc. You can follow me or send me a message. You can catch me on Facebook. Type in the Hill Financial Group. You'll see me there. And again, guys, my number, 501-291-0708. Or you should be following Dr. Gina on Facebook anyway, so you'll see me commenting there randomly. So if you're not already doing that, you should probably be following her and all of us anyway, because, again, we're randomly popping messages out there. But, again, if you can't do that and you're email friendly, Jeff@thehillfinancialgroup.com.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right now. Thank you, Jeff. Until next time, we love you.
Love you too, ladies. Have a good one.
All right. Now let's pick up Gina. That was good stuff. But yeah, I've made the first step in trying and working towards just being able to do more, you know, just investing in the, you know, the vision, the ministry, mind, body, and soul, and things like that, you know, just wanting to take more time out, spend more quality time with my son, taking more vacations, you know, building relationships. And I find that, I don't know, I think that it's great that you are, you know, your husband is with you. You have a wonderful, humongous family support all the way around. And it's just really amazing. Your son is awesome. And I just think it's so good that you can, it's almost like you have the ability, because God has set you up that way, to be able to focus on your craft and your talent and allowing him to lead you into what to do next and what's working for you. And people are grabbing that, and your moment will come. I think it's a matter of moments, even, you know, I really do. Yeah. And, you know, it just is like you are young, you know what I'm saying? And you have a lot of time to go and, you know, and stay relevant and fresh and be of some kind of contribution to the world in the comedy industry. I'm very excited about that. For me, I think it's been a long grind. I don't know how long it's been for you, and it's, you know, probably just as long. You know, but on the opposite end, I'm a single mom, and, you know, it's like everything comes like I feel a lot of pressure sometimes, and, you know, and kind of trying to keep it going, you know, keep things going and things like that. So I rely on God a lot. And I notice when I start removing him out of situations, how it becomes like I need to get back, like it's a shakening that I have to get back with him so he can, you know, to show me, because like it's no one to lean on with it. You know what I'm saying? Because you got family that understand what you're doing. And even though my family understands what I'm doing, not really, because this would be scary for people like my mom and my, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's really a risk taking. It's like, you know, I mean, it's like making choices of, you know, of the sacrifice. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand it. And I'm saying, even with you and I, so like you have your, you know, your circle of family and support your husband and everything. But yet and still, it would be challenging to explain that to someone outside of that, you know. And right. I feel like that's where we can, you know, we have that similarity, because I don't have a lot of people to talk to about what the moves are that God is making me do, because sometimes it doesn't even make sense. You know what I mean? And then sometimes it's things that's not necessarily for the actual mission. It's something that he wants to reveal to me about myself. You know what I mean? So when you had mentioned about, you know, how you were like, I was asking about the comedy, you were saying you were looking at certain things, you know, celebrating these people, Tiffany and Nick Cannon and all of that. You were, you know, seeing how God has done for them and things like that. Not that you were comparing, but it's one of those things that you're starting to like look and do self inventory. It makes you do that. It makes you see how strong you are. It makes you see, you know, what you're listening to the most. It makes you see, you know, are you shaky in this area? It makes you see, you know, are you strong in your faith? You know, and all of these things. And a lot of times, like I was saying, we can assume, but then it may not be for the next move. And I don't know who this is for, but I want to encourage somebody about that. It may not be for the mission. It may be something that God is doing in your life right now that he wants to do for you. So when that time comes, when that moment happens, because it's not by might nor by power, it's by his spirit. It's not anything we've seen, because he said he would do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. So whatever you've seen, whatever you thought about, he's done it beyond that. Like, it's every blessing that I've ever had came out of something I know for a fact that I couldn't have put together. I just couldn't have put it together. It just happened. And so, with that being the things that I think are going the way for the reason that I could have put my hands in, or, you know, pick up the phone or whatever like that. Those are the things that he's allowing me to, because he knew I was going to do it, that he allows me to go through the process of finding out about myself. Where am I using my flesh? Where am I, you know, depending on him? Am I leaving him out? You know what I'm saying? Am I making it about me? Is it about the ministry? Is it about me? You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot. Yeah. Some things, it seems like it's all together, but it's all working together for good, but it's not necessarily all together. And I find myself in those moments when it's something that I really, 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 really want, and I really want to make it happen. I find that those are the areas that he's really showing me what's in my heart and what I'm dealing with in my soul and what I want in my flesh. And I'm like, dang, you know, it seemed like it would go together. It seemed like it was a piece to the puzzle, but it really was not necessarily that, but just allowing me to go through that process. So that's why I don't want anybody to assume anything. Just keep him first and allow him to reveal truth to you always, even if you don't want to hear it or see it or live it. It's all for your good. So that's what I wanted to agree with you on that. Yeah. It's isn't that mind blowing? That's just a revelation that he just gave me today. Just today, just on air, just now. And as the Holy Spirit is revealing that to me, I'm sitting up here thinking like, dang, that's the truth. Because every time I tried to do something, every time I thought that this was perfect and that this matched, and then I'm all in it, and I can tell. And if you be honest with yourself, guys, sometimes when you're in that thing, you get your prayer life get a little less, your study get a little less. You start thinking about the what, and you try. I mean, you start putting more of you in it and trying to make it happen. That's when he's like, oh, I knew she was going to do that, but I got something to show her in that or him in that process. This is all part of my plan. I knew it. And we're going to get through this real quick. So don't condemn yourself. Just, you know, forgive yourself and repent to God. Tell him you love. He knows you love him. He knows that you want more from him. He knows that you're trusting him. He knows you're growing weary right now and well doing. He knows that you are tired. You're lonely. You're frustrated. You feel overwhelmed. A lot of responsibilities. And it seems like where's the ends to meet the meat? Where's the end, the meat? I mean, it's like, I know I've been through all of that and some of it even now. So I get it. Wow. But don't allow the adversary to condemn you. Don't condemn yourself. Forgive yourself and get back up, because and then learn the truth out of it all. Come out of the assumption, right. Come out of the fantasy and learn the truth so he can order your steps. That's it.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Just like that. Wow, this is great. This was. I'm telling you, these conversations are needed, you know, and people need to know that, you know, we are human and, you know, we go through things just as well as everybody else. It may sound all good on the radio, but honey, if people only knew
what it's we're a lot going of sacrifice. Through,
can still smile through, it's a lot of sacrifice. So, you know, I just. You know, just you just want people to just live their best, Gina, and know their truth. And I think once you know your truth, I think you will be on the right path. And you got to keep God in every situation. And it's so easy to lose him, you know, because you get, like you said, you get wrapped up. You know, you're doing this, you're doing that. And, you know, after a while, you know, you start to feel like you're doing it on your own. And that's when you're slipping. That's when you need to take a step back and let him know, you know, forgive me, let me get back on course. Because you mm-hmm. always stray all the time, and it's okay, and he loves you rather you stray or not. But I'm telling you, you know, you got to get to a point where you're honest with yourself. That way, yep. you being honest with other people will not bother you as much.
That so, is you know, wild.
Keep learning and growing.
That is wild, because I was just talking to somebody. Mm-hmm. I was just talking to Jeff before the show, and I was saying the same thing about being honest with yourself. You have to. That's the only way yeah. that you can get through to the truth. You can't sugarcoat it. You can't make it look pretty. I mean, if it ain't, everything is not pretty. Look how Yeshua walked on the earth. He was oh my God. They tore his skin up and everything. You know, it's yes, not pretty. We yes. are spectacles, and we go yes. through things. And thank God, everybody and their mama don't have to know. And what I love about the Father is that he hides us. You know, we yes. may think that everybody knows, but don't nobody know. They can't nope. see what you're going through. He hides you so mm-hmm. well. I think about the Israelites when they went around the mountain so many times. They went around and went around, mm-hmm. but they never had holes in their shoes. Their clothes mm-hmm. were still intact, and he fed them, and he kept them. I'm telling you, and they kept straying and kept complaining and all that stuff. I know you know he got something mm-hmm. good for you. He still gave them the opportunity to cross over to the promised land. Some chose to, and some did not. Are you going to choose to go over to the promised of truth, living all truth, no matter how good, bad, ugly it is, or indifferent? This is a time for you, for all of us to really do soul searching. We all got our gifts and talents. Are we utilizing them? Are we building the kingdom up? Are we encouraging one another? Are we giving them glory? It's all of these things. Yes, you fall down, get back up. Yes, you doubt, but just cut it out.
Yeah, really. You said it. Cut it out.
Yeah. Cut it out. I don't have no other yeah. way to say it, but just cut it out. mm-hmm. And most importantly, hearing from me and Gina G and even Jeff Hill, know that you are not alone. Know that yeah. you're not alone. We all go through some shaking and some stretching and some purging and some pruning. We all, some longer than others, some, but we all in rotation. It's never ending. Anyway. I hope that blessed you guys today. I hope you were blessed. I mean, we love you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We got some amazing guests that we are working on right now. We got some people coming next Wednesday. So you got to stay tuned on our social media. Gina R. Prince on Instagram at Gina R. Prince, and on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook and Gina R. Prince, Dr. Gina R. Prince. I mean, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat on Facebook and Dr. Gina R. Prince on Facebook. You can follow me on there, but you can like the page, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And Gina G, you are at on Instagram.
Gina G, too funny. That's Gina G, too funny. And on Facebook is Gina G, too funny. So you guys make sure you follow us and keep, you know, keep up with us and spread the word and let them know that Dr. Gina Radio Chat is not slowing down. We on this train up and onward, and we got so much more in store for you guys. And, you know, don't forget to talk to Alexa now. Don't forget to, Alexa, Gina's Radio Chat, so you can hear us. Alexa, Google Play. I mean, we're on iHeartRadio. I mean, we are anywhere that you can find us. BBS Radio, number one radio station. We are on it. We're doing well. Our numbers are great.
Dr. Gina, I just wanted to rant on us real quick and just let them know how good we are and how good God is, and BB and Doug and just everybody. And we're just excited for everything we're going to bring you guys.
It's all good, but it's a process. You know, it's all good. We just got, you know, everybody's going through a process and a sacrifice, and we want you guys to not be discouraged and think that because something is a little rough right now that you're on the wrong track. It's, everything is working out for good. Trust me, God's got this thing under control. He knows exactly where you are, who you are, and what you're all about. So don't even worry, okay? All right, listen, we have been living large here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So live healthy, live whole, living your destiny. We are loving you. Until next time, get BBSRadio.com app. Download that, and you can follow us all the time. All right? Loving you. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.